Good morning. It's the 1st of October. Our New Testament reading today is Luke 24. I'm going to read to you from Brother Melva Purkis, and we join two disciples on the road to Emmaus. I read. Two disciples had left the western gate of Jerusalem and were walking along the road which led to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles away. One of them was Cleopas. The other we do not know. They walked slowly because their hearts were heavy. Their sad faces reflected the subject of their conversation as they left the bare limestone hills to descend into the verdant valley towards the village. It may have been at the crossroads that they first saw the stranger drawing near, travelling in their direction. It was Jesus, but they did not recognise him. How often does Jesus walk with us, unrecognised, when our hearts are full? What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? It seemed impossible to the disciples that even a pilgrim in Jerusalem could not know of the terrible events of the past 2 days. But he questioned them further. And there was something about him that encouraged them to unburden their hearts. They told him of Jesus, of his mighty words and works, and of his ignominious death at the hands of the rulers. They explained that it was the third day since these things happened, and significance lay in the tidings of certain women that the sepulchre was empty, since they remembered some words of Jesus about rising the third day. They added, "We trusted it had been he who should have redeemed Israel." The stranger had listened patiently. Now he turned to chide them for their lack of discernment. In the tragic happenings of the last days, they had completely lost their perspective. But there was encouragement in his rebuke. "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" And he began with Moses and showed them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. In growing wonder, those disciples watched the features of the Messiah of Israel emerge from the pages of the scripture they thought they knew. With glowing hearts and eyes, they drank in his words, and before they realized it, they had reached Emmaus. He made as though he would have continued his journey, and indeed would have done so had not their earnest desire for him to remain constrained him. They found good reason to keep him in their midst. "It is evening," they said, "and the day is far spent." As they sat at the table with him, he took and blessed the bread and gave it to them. And in the breaking of bread he was made known to them. May it be our prayer each first day that our Lord will reveal himself to us. With their recognition, he had gone and they were alone, learning the lesson Jesus had taught Mary Magdalene in the garden. In spite of the lateness of the hour and the dangers of the road, the two disciples returned that same hour to Jerusalem to tell the disciples the wondrous news. They found them assembled together, full of awe and excitement. Jesus had appeared to Peter. He had come to him alone. A moving personal crisis lies hidden behind that simple record. And then Jesus himself stood in the midst of the disciples and said, "Peace be unto you." Thank you for listening.